Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Grateful that you've decided to spend part of your Saturday with us. Hope you're enjoying your Saturday morning thus far. Perhaps a Danish, a donut, a cup of coffee, or perhaps since it's August and it's still warm, a glass of orange juice. But we wish you a great day today. I'm coming to you from the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce radio studio located on the lower level of our facility located at 101 Pierce Street in the heart of downtown Sioux City. And on behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker of Powell Broadcasting, we'd like to thank our program sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. Folks, I'm very pleased to be joined by a first-time guest today. Our guest represents the Sioux City Country Club. Deidre Rippey is the general manager and COO. Deidre, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Thank you, Chris. I'm glad to be here.
Well, and we're thrilled to have you in studio. I know that the Country Club is peak season right now. Here it is August, and we're a few weeks from school starting again, and people are trying to get in those last rounds of golf and enjoy the swimming pool, which stays open through Labor Day. But a lot going on, and kind of a busy time for you. So we're grateful that you carved out a little bit of time for us. And over the course of the next 30 minutes, we're going to get to know you and the Sioux City Country Club a little bit better. And as we do each Saturday morning, we begin by introducing you to our listening audience. So please tell us about where you grew up.
I was born and raised in Wichita, Kansas. Pretty much, I have been a Midwest girl for most of my life. I've traveled everywhere, but have stayed in the Midwest. Raised by two wonderful parents. My mom did a great job. She was a home ec major. So I got spoiled as a kid. She used to make all the bread. She used to make all the jams and jellies. And the first time she brought store stuff home, I was very disappointed.
Mom set a high bar, didn't she?
She set a high bar. But yeah, just, you know, it was great growing up in Wichita. At the time, kind of a smaller community like Siouxland is. Eventually it grew over time, but just a great place to grow up. I actually went to public school for kindergarten and first grade, and then my parents decided to put me in a parochial school. So I spent from 2nd through 12th grade going to a small parochial school, spent a lot of time as I got older in junior high and high school. I was big into volleyball, went to a number of competitions, and like I said, it was just a great place to grow up, have a lot of great friends there. My mom still lives there. Hello, Mom. And like I said, just a great place to grow up.
Yeah, Wichita has a great reputation, and I think among the many things the community is known for is a commitment to aviation. Is that right?
Yes, yes. Cessna's big there, Raytheon. Boeing was for a number of years, so they did eventually move out, but there's still a lot of aviation. A lot of people don't realize that Pizza Hut started there, and Pepsi-Cola started there as well.
Yeah, it has a reputation for business and industry, and I think that people also recognize Wichita, although it has a very significant corporate presence, but pretty down-to-earth Midwest community.
Definitely. Kind of feels like here, there, kind of a Norman Rockwell.
Yeah, very,
you know,
much so.
Growing up, you know, that's just the atmosphere there. They do have a lot of arts and entertainment now, but it's still very hometown, very friendly people. The neighborhoods are great. Yeah. I mean, it's just a great place to be.
I've always said, Deidre, about the people of Siouxland, they're unpretentious. What you see is what you get. For the most part, they're pretty down to earth, and that's what my exposure to Wichita has been as well.
Yeah, I would agree with that. That's one thing I've discovered since moving here to Siouxland and Sioux City, which it's been about a year now. Very down-to-home-earth people. One of the things I was amazed when I got here, actually initially for my interview for the club, I was kind of expecting flatlands, because that's kind of what Wichita is. And I get here and I'm like, oh, there's rolling hills, there's fields, there's beautiful lush trees, there's parks. And I'm like, this is amazing. A lot of people don't realize this. More people should discover Sioux City.
Well, and of course, your Sioux City Country Club facility is on one of the biggest hills in town at 39th Street.
Yes.
And the front nine, or 10 actually, of your golf course is as hilly and beautiful a golf course as there is anywhere. And then your back nine is more like a link style, if I remember correctly.
Yes, that is correct.
Well, Deidre, tell us a little bit about what came after high school. You're a volleyball player in high school. Any other sports, drama, acting, any of those kinds of things?
Music was my other big thing.
Were you a vocalist or did you play an instrument?
Well, vocalist mainly. I tried with the instruments. I was not a good student when it came to practicing. I started with drums, moved to guitar, and my father was a musician, played guitar, and then I moved on to violin, but I never really stuck to anything that well. But vocalist, yes. I did a lot of high school plays and cantatas, church cantatas growing up. Almost went to college for music and kind of backed off from that, but that was my other interest. Getting out of high school, I decided to just live life a little bit for a little while. Eventually, I did go into college and took some classes, but about that time, I started getting heavily involved in the hospitality industry, and I started in hotels, but I transitioned into clubs. And about that time, the club business just can be very demanding, and a lot was going on. I decided to pull back from the college courses and decided to pursue my career in private clubs.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM. Our guest this morning on Grow Siouxland is Deidre Rippey. She serves as the general manager and COO of the Sioux City Country Club, located at 40th and Jackson Streets. And Deidre, you said you kind of made the transition from academia into pursuing your professional avocation full time. What was your first job in hospitality?
It was a hotel in downtown Wichita called the Wichita Royale. I don't believe it exists any longer. But that was my first venture out. Learned a lot there. They basically brought me in to initially market the guest room accommodations, got involved in banquets, kind of took over the sales department. And so that was my first venture. Eventually wanted to get away from the hotel, working in an actual hotel, and I actually went to work for Residence Inns. Residence Inns is now owned by the Marriott Corporation, but at that time, that corporation was founded and started in Wichita, Kansas, and I worked in the reservation center there. So I got to talk to a lot of people across the country and across the world, helping them make their room reservations with the multiple properties that the hotel owned.
Sure. I have a brief history in the hospitality industry. I was a bellman and a doorman at a pretty exclusive Hyatt Regency property that was just opening shortly after college as I was waiting to go into the military, but we'll save that for another day. It is a demanding industry, but one thing I think the hospitality industry does better than most any industry is teaches customer service.
I would agree with that. You learn a lot of patience. You have a lot of different people that come through your front door, so you learn how to deal with the different personalities, the different needs that people have.
Yeah. I found it to be great training on meeting the expectations of demanding clientele and a great foundation for anything that you do professionally. Before we get into your continued career progression, tell me about your family. Your spouse is with us here in Siouxland.
Yes, my husband's here with me. He is a full-time entertainer and musician. It's a career path that he chose. Does lead vocals for an original band. Used to have a cover band that he was in as well. We have the dog, Dexter. So, but yes, we're both here in Siouxland. I have a sister that lives in a suburb of Dallas, about 45 minutes outside of DFW, and my nephew is with her. And like I said, my mom's still in Wichita.
And a shout out to your mother, who you have said very nice things about, both on and off the air. So we give her our very best this morning. And what was the transition from hospitality, from hotels? What was your first job outside of the hotel industry?
It was a club in Kansas City, Missouri. It was a city club, and they were looking for someone to come in and market their guest room accommodations, and I was coming out of the hotel business having done that. And it was an interesting job because being a private club, they were not open to the general public, so my challenge was, how do you fill 58 guest rooms and suites when somebody off the street cannot walk in or somebody cannot call the club and just get a room. Luckily, I discovered that the president of the Convention and Visitors Bureau was a member. And through him, I was able to have him sponsor blocks of rooms when there were citywide conventions coming in. And so that was my first venture into the private club world. Eventually from that, I moved into membership and marketing, banquets. Basically, they just started kind of throwing everything at me. Here, try this, get involved with this, plan events for members, plan people's private parties, be a hostess for us upstairs in the dining room. So it was a good venture into the club world. I had a great GM, Stephen Joyce, who showed me the ropes. He'd been in the business for years. And it was just a great experience getting into that. And basically from there, each club that I went to, I just, you know, took on new roles to the point where I was an assistant GM and then moved into the GM role.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland. My name is Chris McGowan, and I'm your host. Our guest today is the general manager and COO of the Sioux City Country Club, Deidre Rippey. And we'll be back with Deidre and talk about the Sioux City Country Club, its history dating back to 1908, and what its future looks like right after this short commercial break. Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Our guest on Grow Siouxland today is the general manager and COO of the Sioux City Country Club. Deidre Rippey has been serving in that capacity for almost a year. Originally from Wichita, Kansas, Deidre has been in the hospitality industry for most of her professional career. And Deidre, right before the break, we were talking about the different roles that you've had in private country clubs and basically being asked to serve in every role and wear a lot of different hats. And that's obviously great training for the role that you have today. What brought you to the role you have today as the GM and COO of the Sioux City Country Club?
I was basically looking for a new club to get involved with and saw the advertisement, started talking to, there's a gentleman by the name of Ted Thee who has helped the club find key executive positions at this club and at different clubs across the country. And it just, in talking to him and learning more about the club, just seemed like a good fit. Like I said earlier in the podcast, I've always been in the Midwest, and I want to stay in the Midwest, so this just made sense. And quite honestly, being here puts me closer to my mother, and it also puts me closer to Kansas City, where we still have family and friends. So it just, you know, it seemed like a good fit. I came in, I will say that the board of directors at Sioux City Country Club, one of the things I loved when I walked in was the passion that they have for the club. And I could see that this was going to be a good club, a good organization to become involved with.
Yeah, excellent leadership. The folks that oversee the organization, I believe that Casey Mills is the chair of the board right now. Casey's also on the board of directors and the executive committee of this organization, the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. So we appreciate all that Casey does in a volunteer capacity. But I also know that the leadership group extends beyond that, and there are some positions that don't rotate, and Gary Smith comes to mind.
Yes.
Gary's been involved in this organization, tremendous leader and a very successful business executive. John Persinger at Wilson Trailer, John Gleason with Klinger, I believe, is also involved. And you just really have some people who are completely dedicated to that club and the Siouxland community. And I will tell you, Deidre, as an economic development professional, when I do a tour of the community and I'm recruiting executive leadership and trying to sell them on our community, I don't do a tour that doesn't include a visit to the Sioux City Country Club because it's such a wonderful asset. And if you would, tell us a little bit about the history. I know it dates back over 100 years.
Dates back to 1908. It's a club that when they started the club, they were obviously looking for something for the community. And They just build out wonderful facilities. I think our pool at the club, if I'm not mistaken, goes back some 50, 75 years.
Well, I can promise you that it dates back at least 50.
Yeah.
Because I have some personal history with that swimming pool.
Yes.
And it's a beautiful pool and a great facility.
Yeah, and it's an extremely large pool. The club that I came from, I felt like I had a postage size stamp at that particular club. But it's got the pool. Over time they put in the tennis courts. We just redid our pickleball courts last year. Two dining rooms, three different banquet rooms. Just the club over time has built and added things that were necessary to have the amenities and the services that the members required.
And I think there's a lot to be proud of at that facility. And one of the things that comes to mind is the health club that overlooks the swimming pool, the tennis courts, the pickleball courts. The folks who conceived of that and laid that out with a view over those facilities, I think they got that one exactly right.
I do too. It's an amazing facility. It has every piece of cardio, weight machine, free weights that you could possibly want. It's never crowded. I personally know if you're there at 6:30 in the morning, you might see one other person. So there's plenty of room. We have a wonderful activities director that does some fitness classes for us. We have a gentleman that comes in and does yoga classes for us. So it's not just, the fitness facilities, but there are classes and other things that we're offering. Our fitness director this summer actually did some weightlifting classes for some young people ages 11 to 15 to show them the proper way to lift weights. So there's a lot of things that we offer that people don't think of when they think of the club.
You have the tennis, you have the pickleball, you have the swimming pool and a cabana, great facilities. And then you have your exercise facilities and weight training overlooking the swimming pool. And we haven't even gotten to golf yet.
No, that's true. In addition to that, there's a wonderful back patio on the backside of the clubhouse for dining. Upstairs, off of our dining room upstairs, there's another outdoor terrace. So there's a lot of places to dine. There's a lot of places to just kick back and relax and enjoy a drink. It's just a wonderful facility. It truly is amazing.
Well, and let's talk about golf a little bit, because you do have a first-class golf course. And let's begin with the tip of the cap to your maintenance team, who do an exceptional job.
Yes, they do. Troy and his crew do an amazing job. They keep that course immaculate. In fact, over the last couple of days with the lovely storm that came through, they spent 2 days getting that golf course cleaned up. They had our front nine opened right after the storm happened, and they got the back nine open by yesterday morning. So they just do an amazing job. Troy knows what he's doing. He's been there about 25 years. Just a great guy.
And a real commitment to the club.
Yes.
And to the course. And over the last 2 years, they've replaced all the fairways with a new seed, and it just looks great.
It does. Yeah. Last fall he went in, there was one of the tee boxes that he redid. So we're constantly making improvements to the golf course. But yes, if you haven't had a chance to come out and check out the golf course and seen it since we put in the new fairways, it is truly an amazing piece of work that he's done.
Well, and there's a great practice range, driving range facility as well. And I think that members have an opportunity to take advantage of that as well. And so it really begs the question, what are we missing? And I'm not sure it's anything, but what is your vision for the future of that country club?
I definitely want to grow the membership. I would love to get more people from the community involved. But I think the future is, it's all about families. We are definitely a family-centric club. And I think it's just continuing to add programming activities that will engage the current membership, but also attract new members. We're trying to do a variety of different things. I've brought in a lot of family nights. We are doing ladies 3-in-1. We are doing cigar nights. Just a variety of things that encompasses, not only the men, but the women, the children, the entire family.
Well, it's a wonderful facility. It has an awful lot to offer. And I think people would be surprised to learn how truly affordable the Sioux City Country Club is and how focused you are on increasing the number of family memberships.
Definitely. If you haven't had a chance to check it out, give me a call, send me an email. Would love to have you out for lunch and a tour. One thing I thought I would mention very quickly, if anybody is listening to this or will be listening to this, if you are a member of the Tecota Dunes, we do now offer a secondary golf membership, kind of a home away from home membership for those who belong to Dakota Dunes. It's a great opportunity to utilize the facilities of the club for a very reasonable fee.
And if they want to learn more or get in touch with you, how do they go about doing so?
They can call the club directly at 712-277-3821, or they can send an email to me at Deidra, and I'll spell this, it's D-E-D-R-A, at S as in Sam, C as in Charlie, countryclub.com.
So if you'd like to learn more or visit with Deidra personally, 712-277-3821, or you may email her at Deidra at sccountryclub.com. And you have a website as well.
Yes, it is just sccountryclub.com.
And there's a lot of information, photographs there as well. But if you're thinking about this kind of a membership for your family, this is a great time.
It is definitely. We've been offering a preview membership program. It's a chance for somebody to try the club before they commit to full-time membership. It gives you opportunity to try all the facilities and services. And so I would, again, encourage anybody who's interested, give me a call to check it out.
Well, again, tennis, pickleball, swimming, golf, a fitness facility that is open 24/7, accessible to the membership 24/7. Locker rooms, showers,
two dining rooms.
Yeah, you really have it all. And so a great facility and a wonderful asset to our Siouxland community as well.
Thank you. I agree.
and a shout out to, you know, we mentioned Troy and his team that maintains the golf course, but there's really an exceptional team throughout that property. And whether it's maintenance, whether it's service, whether it's wait staff, truly committed to the members.
Yes, definitely. Definitely have a fantastic staff.
And you can't do this type of an operation without, you know, we talked about both you and I have early starts in hospitality, and that's where you learn customer service. And your team at the Sioux City Country Club does a wonderful job. So give them our very best. And as I said, it's an important asset to economic development. And sometimes people lose sight of how important it is to have an amenity like this when you are recruiting new executives and their families. So keep up the good work.
Thank you. I will.
You've been listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ. My name is Chris McGowan. Pleased that you've spent part of your Saturday morning with us. Coming up next, our friends at Ask Earl May, on behalf of our guest, Deidra Rippey, the general manager and COO of the Sioux City Country Club. We're grateful for your time and attention. Make it a great weekend.